Well, there's a question that's been asked by parents. Ever since parenting has existed, what's the most difficult age of a kid to deal with? And the answer is obvious, right? It's whatever age you're dealing with right now. And if you said that, you wouldn't be wrong. But science has an answer about this, and I guarantee you, it's going to make you feel better about whatever you're dealing with right now as a parent. Before we get into that and what science says, thanks for finding the Cool Dad Rules. My name is Bill Adams. Thanks for finding the podcast, downloading that, subscribing. Appreciate that very much, and sharing it along and finding us on social media as well. All right, so what is it? What's the answer? What's the most difficult age? Well, this is all coming from a national survey, which for some reason is causing all kinds of controversy, apparently. And they surveyed thousands of parents across the country, like several thousand. And they narrowed it down to the age group that's most difficult, and they came up with between, here's a shocker, 13 and 19. So, you guessed it, teenagers. Narrowing that down even more, okay, within the teenage years, what's the most difficult to deal with? The grand old age of 15. Okay, not too tough to argue with there. Some of the reasons listed why, mood swings, sure. Important life decisions like college coming up around the corner, I get that, right? Helping them manage emotions, yeah. Homework, apparently at the age of 15, really comes into play where it's, like a big testing year, for sure. Yeah, I get that. Helping them plan for their future, right. Worrying about grades, And then all the outside factors that really start to hit at that age, according to, in this case, social science and the parents that they surveyed. Body image comes in, bullying, all these things we've talked about in the podcast before. Dating becomes real for the first time for most families and most kids, the social media influence, all of that stuff. So you're saying, wait a minute, hold on, whoa, where I'm not even there yet. I only have a toddler, or I got a couple of toddlers, or I remember those days clearly. What about that age? We were always told it's the terrible twos and the toddler years that are the worst, right? And they can't even communicate with you. And yet they're mobile and they're emotional and they're starting to say no for the first time. I totally get that, believe me, having been through that myself. But as a parent of a current teenager now and someone that's recently out of the teenage years, I say feel somewhat qualified to add something to this conversation. So let me add this into it. All these factors we just talked about for sure, but in more details. Think about the stress of what's happening at this particular age. And that's not to discount whatever your opinion is or what you think the most difficult age to deal with is. Like I said at the beginning, it's whatever you're going through right now as a parent. But this is the first part of what I think is going to make you feel better about this, about parenting of any age, because it's about empathy. Let's just take a step back for a second. Don't think about us. Think about what they're going through. As annoying as teenagers can be, just think about this age range, all right? They're morphing into an adult. It's like the biggest change they'll ever go through in their lives, maybe your lives too. So think about it. Sleep patterns will change. So that affects the concentration levels, the poor attention span that we all see, which will affect the school and exam performance, which was listed as one of the biggest stress factors for us as parents, right? Add into that mix, into that concoction and recipe, all the hormonal changes, all of a sudden, overnight, that are happening at once. My God, I can remember. You're probably going through that right now, some of you. It's like turning on a switch or turning one off immediately overnight, which is tough on us. But again, think about what they're going through for a second. Okay, now what does that lead to? You know the answer. The mood swings, conflicts with authority, difficulty decision-making, all of that stuff. And if that wasn't enough, add this into the mix, all the other stuff that they are faced with in life. Now, you're feeling that way as a kid. You don't know what's going on. And then for the first time, you're dealing with relationships because Lord knows that's not stressful. So I'm just saying a little bit of empathy to understand what they're going through and developing creatures is going to help us understand them a heck of a lot more. All right, here's the other part of how this information and talking about this and all the things that they go through at that age and why everybody thinks that the consensus is 15 is the most difficult age should make you feel better. Because I experienced this, but I still experience this as a parent. I know you've gone through this where you think you're the only one going through it. Everybody goes through that kind of phase where you're thinking, my kid has to be the most difficult person that has ever walked the earth. And if you're nodding your head right now, wherever you are going, yep, I've thought that, or I'm thinking that now, trust me, everyone as a parent has gone through this. Every Buddy has. And thinking back to the most difficult times, like, okay, that age range, right around 15 with my kids personally, on a personal level, the thing that made me feel better was finding out that other people went through it too. I don't know. You could call it misery loves company. I don't know. I think it's some sort of mass group therapy thing when you realize that other parents go through this too. It does. Somehow it makes you feel better. It makes me feel better. But we don't talk to each other about this stuff too much, especially us dads. Moms do. Moms are much better at communicating with each other. But overall, parents don't do it, which is a big reason why I put together the podcast. That makes you feel better when you realize, and just look at this survey, thousands of people feel the same way that you do, or whatever age you're talking about. Everybody goes through it. And here's the third thing that should make you feel better, all of us better about this kind of stuff. And hopefully it's the most important. It took me years to come up with this, but it's guided me through so much stuff. Of all my list of the cool dad rules, I call this cool dad rule number two. And it's really important. Are you ready? They're supposed to drive you crazy. They are. It's their job. And once you start to look at it that way and think about that in perspective, it makes you feel a whole lot better about this stuff. Because at the very least, you got an understanding of, why is this person driving me crazy? I didn't sign up for this. This is way too much for me to handle. I can't do this. Oh, yes, it is. Everybody can handle it. Because like I said, everybody's gone through it. Now, why are they supposed to drive you crazy? There's a great Jerry Seinfeld line who said, always remember, kids are here to replace us. Think about that. There's another reason why they're supposed to drive you crazy, because it's all about their development. And if they didn't drive you crazy, if you got along all the time, everything that was picture perfect, and they didn't argue with you, and they didn't come up with, you know, different objections, and if they weren't difficult, and all this development, think about what life would be like. First of all, they'd never leave the house. You don't want that, do you? No. They'd never grow up to be strong, independent people that have their own thoughts and feelings and lives and different things. That's what you want. That's our only job, is develop them into independent kind of people. They would never question things if they didn't drive you crazy. You don't want people just going through life gullible and taking everything at face value and not questioning things and coming up with their own decisions and critical thinking. That's what comes out of this whole thing. And they would never develop any kind of a worldview of their own if they didn't have that. If you didn't go through that phase of the difficulty, especially the teenage years, but it's really kids of all ages, of the difficult stuff we go through, they'd never become their own people if they didn't drive you crazy. And I'm telling you, once you wrap your head around that, once you look at it that way, you're going to look at parenting a whole different way. You can at least step back, objectively look at this and say, okay, all right, I get it now. They're supposed to be this difficult. Now I know how to deal with it. You know, there's a whole other angle on this, on the strategy side of things, we didn't even talk about, and I shouldn't have even waited this long to talk about it. And full credit for this, I have to say, goes to Mrs. Adams, my partner in parenting, my wife, because she always throws this into the mix, and it used to annoy me at first, and she's absolutely right, though, and it really is a really effective parenting technique. When you're at your wit's end, they're driving you nuts, like I said, and you're just, you want to walk away, we've all been in that situation. Think about this and use this technique. Think about what you were like at that exact same age and how you would handle the situation. I would bet, unless you are a perfect person, unless you were the perfect child at all ages, from birth to wherever you are right now in your life, I would bet you, once you put that into perspective and say, oh, man, you know what? I think about that now. I was tough to deal with too. Many cases, try this. I bet you're going to find this. You look back and you insert yourself, your teenage self, or your other age self into that situation. You're going to say, I was even worse when you think about it. This is where every once in a while you look at your kids and you realize, and light dawns in your head, and you say, oh my God, they got that from me. That's a great technique to use too. Again, when you're at your wit's end, it's a little bit of empathy you throw into there, but it's understanding as well. And you realize and you learn a lot more about yourself, and it helps you understand the situation. All of this is putting it into perspective. And perspective, this is where it gets kind of sad, because I've known parents like this. I've been in that phase too. We've all been there, where you just feel like it's too much, that nobody could ever survive this, that nobody could get out of the parenting phase with you, where there's sanity intact. You don't think you're going to have any kind of relationship with your kid. You don't think it's ever really going to work. Yes, it is. it's going to work out fine, just fine. Because like I said, everybody's been there. But at the light at the end of the tunnel, and you realize that you're there doing the absolute best you can, they understand that. So much of this stuff is unspoken, and they realize that you care. And it may not seem like it. They're arguing with you. It doesn't seem like they like you. They tell you they hate you, the most difficult age, whatever that is, teenage or not. And they realize that at least you're trying. Understand that there are millions, literally millions of parents that have gone through the exact same thing, and they came out the other side just fine. Just remember, they're supposed to drive you nuts. All right, thanks for finding me in the Cool Dad Rules. My name is Bill Adams. Also, thanks for doing this. Find it in the social media stuff, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you put in the Cool Dad Rules, you're going to find us. That's always welcome. And finding the podcast and sharing that and good reviews, too. That's always been nice. If you press subscribe, you're not going to miss any future episodes. And there's plenty to talk about from this wild world of parenting. And with all that said, we'll talk to you soon.